She's a what? What was her name of her?
She's an audiologist.
Oh.
She's like a doctor for ears.
It sounds fun to say it.
If you remember back in elementary school, it's those people who come in with those big trailers and like put headphones on you and then tell you to raise your hand when you hear the beep.
Oh, yeah.
It's those people.
Hmm. I was wondering where they went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome to Play This Podcast. I'm Carl Sardella. I am not with Jason Cross because he is missing in action yet again, but I am with Alex Kuchelova.
Is it safe to say that I can be called a co-star for at least the next 40 minutes?
You can. You are officially awesome. My co-star. There are no guests because all of our guests left us high and dry.
I think we're too awesome to have people. Our egos are too big to let other people in the room.
You know what? Then that's fine. Yeah. Let's do Play This Duo.
Yeah.
Does that sound okay?
I think we're a couple superheroes of this.
All right. Play This Duo is coming up right now. And we're going to hit you with a bunch of topics. They are going to include Joe Schmo Show, SimCity Beta, Community coming back on Hulu, Proteus, independent game, Construct 2, Make Games, maybe independent games, Antichamber, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
And we're going to tease, just talk a little bit about House of Cards because it is kind of awesome. And we'll talk about that. So what should we start with, Alex Kuchelova?
How about the Joe Schmo Show?
Okay, you that's one of your picks.
Yeah, I picked this. It's on Spike TV. It's the premise of it is kind of funny. You know, reality TV shows have gotten pretty ridiculous over the years. This show is a single guy believes he's on a reality TV show, but the rest of the cast is all improv actors.
Oh.
But he doesn't know that.
Joke's on him.
Joke's on him, but if he doesn't figure it out and he gets all the way to the end, like it's scripted supposed to be, he's going to get like $10,000. But if he figures it out beforehand and leaves, he gets nothing.
Wait. I would think that they wanted you get rewarded for figuring it out.
No, they wanted to keep it going. They're trying to push the line of obscurity and craziness, but not so much that he figures it out. They're trying to kind of show their improv skills while showing how much abuse this guy can take.
I get that, but it sounds like they're rewarding him for being dumb then, right? Like,
well, yeah,
if you're
it's comedy.
Dumb, if you're dumb and don't figure our little ruse out.
It's at his expense.
You get
honestly,
money.
But he gets compensated, I guess, for looking dumb on national television for so long.
They're like, pat on the back, here's a bunch of money.
Yeah, this idea originated, like, I think 10 years ago was the last season. This is the third season. They did the first two seasons before reality TV shows hit it big. Mm. And then they had to wait for a while because, you know, they were kind of getting known and kind of the idea was out there publicly. But now, over the years, it's been so hard to parody reality TV shows because they're so crazy.
Yeah.
But they're doing an awesome job of it. It's ridiculous and funny.
Reality shows already parody themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like...
Yeah, exactly.
So it's amazing they're able to pull it off. So it's on Spike.com. They don't put the actual episodes on Spike.com.
They actually do. I checked right before we came in here. The last three episodes, I think there's only been four episodes on, and I think the last three episodes were available to just stream off their site.
That's cool.
But it's also on Hulu Plus.
Hulu Plus. Normally, websites do a bad job of that. Like,
yeah.
Go somewhere else to see the videos because we're not going to host them.
CBS, they don't put it on Hulu. They don't put their shows on Hulu. It's only CBS.com. I hate their player.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. But. Okay, well, let's talk about some other show. We'll just really quickly talk about House of Cards because it's on everybody's, you know, minds right now.
Yeah.
It's the new Netflix-created show just for
exclusive.
Netflix. Exclusive. Kevin Spacey, David Fincher. I did a pause for that because it's exciting. And we'll talk about it next week. We're actually going to do kind of a wrap-up. I think most of us are going to see – the people who are going to be on the podcast next week are going to see the whole season because the whole season's available all at once.
Just throwing it out, yeah.
Right now at Netflix.
Yeah, waiting every week. That's the best. That's the best way to watch a show.
That's how a lot of us do right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We get it by any means necessary.
Well,
and then we watch it. Meaning we bought it on iTunes.
Yeah.
And then we that's how we digest content lots of times now.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than having to wait week to week for a new episode to come out.
I know. By the way, there's so many coming out right now, like with Walking Dead and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. So we'll talk about that next week. So look forward to that. We're going to kind of like, it might even be a lot of the show because there's a lot to talk about. So that'll be coming up. And if you want to check it out and then like listen to the podcast with us and like, oh yeah, I feel those same reasons or different things. I don't know what that
debates,
was, but
debates,
debating and thinking in your head.
Critical thinking.
You can watch it now, and then next week we'll talk about it. Let's talk about the one more last show is Community coming back.
I'm super excited. I've been a huge fan of Community for such a long time. The first three seasons were amazing. The last time it aired was May 17th of 2012. It was supposed to come back October 19th, I think. Yeah, October 19th. And then it got pushed back indefinitely back in October.
Yep.
All the Community fans were crushed. Everyone thought it was going to die. And then finally, they put out a really funny promo where they said, it doesn't matter when it airs, that day will be October 18th or October 19th. So today is technically October 19th because it airs today.
That's funny. It's on Hulu, though. That's the big thing.
It'll be on Hulu the day after it airs. So tomorrow, which I guess is technically – by the time you hear this, it'll be up on Hulu.
Yeah. We don't know when they watch or listen to this.
The future.
So it's the future. And Chevy is not on that anymore, right?
He will be on this season. He left when the last couple episodes of the – when they were filming the fourth season. So he'll be on through probably till the end of the season.
Okay.
But I think that's when they had their little feud.
Yeah, a little tiffed or whatever. Yeah. All right, well, cool. I'm glad that's kind of cleared up and the show's going to come back. And what's his name is over on was on Girls recently. What's his name?
Which one?
Oh, I don't know.
You can describe him. I'll probably know him.
Yeah, he's the guy with the afro, or like the small, short, black kid.
Donald Glover. He's hilarious.
He is funny.
I love that guy. He's a great rapper too.
Yeah, I know.
Childish Gambino. These guys. I'm not a big rap fan.
No,
I love his stuff.
Yeah,
he's a talented dude.
Well, he's on Girls. So. Okay, so Community, check that out. And let's do game stuff. Wow, we got a bunch of game stuff.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It's my favorite.
I've been playing a couple different things. One, there's an independent game called Proteus. I've heard about it a long time ago and was pretty excited. My definition of what the game is going to change because I think you can play it differently, I think. And I'm sure people listening will correct me, and I might even correct myself when I play it again. But essentially, it's an open world kind of 8-bitty landscape, and you walk around and you really can't do anything besides sit or walk. That's kind of the only
like
main commands.
My life, all right. Like, so far
pretty
life
much
simulator.
A day home, day in my neighborhood. It's really beautiful for being 8-bit, you know, blocky graphics or whatever it is. And very simple. There's little creatures that you kind of chase and they make sounds. The big thing is it feels like a moving song. Kind of in a way, you know, like as you're moving, music's always happening or sound effects are happening. So it's very kind of.
So it's a very artsy kind of indie game.
Artsy painting. A painting come to life,
ooh,
if you will. So totally the definition of games is art, remember?
Yeah. Well, it's like.
It's kind of like watching a painting.
They keep pushing that further and further with games like this.
Yeah. So it was really interesting because there are kind of these cycles where the kind of a day and night thing. And then you kind of go into a little area where, you know, day and night happens really quickly, and all of a sudden, like, you're fast-forwarding to something, and now you're in a different place. And then there's a different landscape. And it kind of tells a story in that way. But all I know is the ending was – the ending for me, mm-hmm, when it, like, ended and it went back to the title screen, was very interesting.
Did it, like, stick with you?
It stuck with me, and I don't really want to talk about it because if you play it, I want you to experience it yourself.
Right.
But – and I'm just wondering if the ending, in quotes, that I got – was, you know, different from other people's.
How long did it take you to?
And that's the thing. It was like a half an hour or less.
Really?
Yeah.
To finish the
whole thing. Yeah.
I love those short games that can leave a lasting impression on you. I played a game called To the Moon, which is a great little indie game.
That sounds familiar. I can't remember.
It's very similar. It's kind of like has anime-ish graphics, but it's all 2D. It has to deal with like diving into some old guy's memory and changing things so that his last dying wish is fulfilled in his mind. It's very deep.
Love it.
But yeah, that was one of those games that really kind of lasted with me when I finished it. And even though it only took me about, you know, maybe 3 or 4 hours to finish, it's awesome.
That's interesting that, like, that's a whole discussion by itself. You know, a game can get into your insides and stick with you,
yeah,
without having to be a 72-hour RPG or even a 30 or 40-hour.
Sometimes when you're playing a game for weeks and weeks on end, it's just starting to beat you.
And, yeah, it beats you down. Yeah, that's a great point. And then also, like, even something interesting like Assassin's Creed that has a very, you know, strong through line, like, you know, and plot and story.
Right.
You know, I can't remember when last time I picked that up.
Yeah.
And I was really riveted when it was happening.
Right.
But I am not as much now, you know?
Yeah.
So there's something to be said about those short games like that.
Yeah.
So Proteus is cool and interesting. And, There's nothing else like it, really, right now. So go check it out. And it's on Steam, and it's really cheap. I forgot how much, but I'll put it in the show notes.
It's probably the best part of those kind of games.
Oh, I know. That's why I didn't even think about it when I just download, please.
Yeah.
The other one that you've heard about that's also on Steam right now is Antichamber.
Yeah.
Now, an interesting side note is I have an old machine. It's a Windows 7 machine. It's mm-hmm. pretty old. Integrated graphics card. Nothing
okay.
to sneeze at.
No.
as in, it's terrible. But for some reason, this game looks pretty like simple graphics.
Right. It's almost kind of a
wireframey.
A cartoony portal.
Cartoony portal.
Yeah.
But like more serious in some way, you know, and mind-mending.
It's definitely mind-mending.
Yeah. So I loaded it, and I had problems. I chugged a little bit.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is... But look at the graphics.
Maybe it's a CPU bound or something.
It's doing something.
Maybe it's probably thinking a lot behind the scenes. Sometimes the graphics that you see aren't everything.
That's interesting.
And sometimes it's the stuff like Minecraft, for example. Very simple graphics. I mean, sometimes it can get pretty grand when you're seeing a lot of stuff. But most of it's, you know, it's rendering in the background. Things are working behind the scenes. And sometimes a slow computer can... definitely
that's interesting
frames
there. Yeah, that could be it. But anyways, from what I did play and what I'm actually gonna play it at work because my computer here is a powerhouse. So I'm gonna finish it here, but people probably just be looking over my shoulder a lot.
What are you doing? Some acid trip.
It is an acid trip. It's what's interesting about it and a lot of other kind of indie games I'm playing now. It's just that idea of making you rethink about, you know, what's winning.
Yeah,
you know, what's, I mean, like in the very beginning of the game, it's like there's a little pictures like Portal.
Yeah.
Like, here's what you're going to expect, kind of. Little roadmaps in a way. And one of the first ones is like, hey, failing's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually kind of okay to fail.
Yeah. It's not even just like what's winning. It's like, what's the objective? Like, it's rethinking objectives in games. You know, there's no checkpoints.
Have you played it yet or you haven't?
I haven't played it. I've watched a lot of walkthroughs or not walkthroughs, but kind of let's plays and stuff like that. I'm looking forward. At this moment, it's on sale. I think I'm going to grab it.
Oh, I know. I did pay full price for it. It was like, it was $19.99.
It was $20?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
It seemed like it was a little much. I mean, for a new independent like game that makes you think about things differently.
I guess it's gotten a lot of press.
Yeah.
Just how interesting and weird it is.
Yeah. I think one of the examples that I can use in the beginning was before it started chugging is there was, you know, it seemed like clear way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a path to the side that was dark. Like, not even, like, it was like, you could tell there was no lights in that room, in that hallway, but you could see the definition of a hall.
Right.
I was like, I'm going there.
Yeah.
You know, not the
interesting
lit path. Yeah. And then that went on for a long time, and then there was another branching path down there.
Uh-huh.
So I just love that concept of, like, it's not where
you think. It's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure on steroids.
Don't you start saying those words, because we'll have a long discussion about choose-your-own-adventures, because those were awesome.
Like, yeah, I think the one example I remember seeing at the very beginning was you walk into a room and it says, don't look down or something like that. And if you say, screw the rules, you can look down. All of a sudden it takes you to one place.
Yep.
If you manage to look up and not look at the ground and you keep walking, it'll take you to a different place.
Yep.
And it's just kind of one of those weird mind-bending things.
That's awesome. Yeah, there was a cliff somewhere, something, and I wasn't supposed to fall down. It says jump, and I'm like, I'm going to go down there instead. And I was totally fine.
Your choices. Mend the game.
Antichamber on Steam. Check it out. It's $20 right now. You can wait for it to go on sale. But, man, it's just – if you have a good machine that can – like, don't use an old machine, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's totally worth the money. SimCity Beta. Let's talk about one more other game thing, and it's that.
Yeah. So I got to play in the SimCity Beta when they did it for only a weekend, which I was kind of bummed about. It was basically kind of a stress test for their servers.
Mm.
But it was a very, very limited beta. Got to try it out. It was literally a demo. You got 1 hour of time. So from the moment you start, you get 1 hour. And so you got to, you know, build your city and get to play with some of the stuff all within that 1 hour. And once 1 hour is up, then it, you know, knocks you off.
That's such a short time.
Frustrating.
Especially for SimCity.
Yeah. I had to play it like 3 or 4 times, you know, in order to get, you know, and every time I had to start over. So I wasn't able to, and they blocked off a lot of stuff too. Like you couldn't get the full tall buildings, you know, couldn't get skyscrapers because they limited that road. A lot of the stuff was like not available in the beta. So it was super, it was basically like a road builder simulator.
Mm.
And, it was fun. It was cool. The graphics were cool. It made me itch for more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's a full kind of like realization of a beta then. Like you said, it sounds more like they wanted you to use it so that they could test.
Yeah. It was almost like a demo mixed with a stress test. But yeah, I mean, I look forward to it coming out, but I've heard a lot of stuff about it being, I mean, it's only available in Origin, which most people don't like. People prefer Steam.
Origin's so, ugh.
Yeah, it's,
clunky.
I open it up maybe just to play with some Battlefield 3, something like that, but I guess I'll have to keep it on my taskbar from now on. And I heard there's a lot of going to be a lot of in-game purchases for it, which are another one of those things that people, condemned EA for.
Yeah, Dead Space just did in-game item stuff, and they were like DLC at the same time they announced it. I'm like,
how many ways can they nickel and dime you? I don't know. It really turns people off. And the SimCity people are the people who have been growing up with PCs and kind of in that, playing games for years and years, because the SimCity brand goes back, when I was born.
Yep.
20 years, 25 years ago. And it just, those kind of people are the people who are ticked off the most about these kind of things.
Which is funny because all those Facebook games copied SimCity.
Yep.
You know, when it comes to like all the, Cityvilles and all those things. And
cycling back around.
Yeah. And because those guys didn't have, like, I could do whatever I wanted when I wanted. And then Facebook made it seem like, no, the way you play these games are,
you got a dollar and I'll let you build an extra.
Or you have to do some sort of multiplayer thing so you can even get somewhere.
Right.
That's just odd that they would be the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they always online. DRM is going to be a huge thing for them, too. It's kind of bad.
I'm two minds on that. I'm always an anti, obtrusive DRM.
Right.
But I also do like the idea of
connecting with people.
Connecting with people, but also having some sort of protection that makes sense that, the people who spent time making a game.
Yeah. Yeah. I always support. I love supporting all developers and stuff like that, especially on a good product. I guess it's just the fact that if you used to be able to build a city and then just destroy it for fun, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
There's no personal saves. So.
Oh, that's everything's cloud save, right?
Yep.
Too?
Yeah. And you can't back save. You can't build up a huge metropolis and then watch an asteroid, go and hit it and then reload it up and be like, okay, I'm going to continue now.
Hmm.
No, once an asteroid hits it, you got to rebuild.
Man, oh man.
I know.
Well, that's an interesting segue into a game where that lets you save whenever you want. It's not on this list, but the other thing I was doing this weekend was just going back in old school games and good old games, which you mentioned before.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great site for that. There's a game called Arcanum, and I don't know enough about it, so I'm not going to pretend I do. But it's called Arcanum, and it's on good old games, like who the developer, I forgot all that stuff. But really cheap, and I looked up online, what games can you kill most of the people in?
Uh-huh.
Because that was a big funny thing about hey, how many things can you do to a game and it still work? Not about the fact that you want to kill people,
right?
But more can you mess up side quests? Can you change the way that this game goes and then still win or get to an ending to it?
Like mess up the NPCs.
Mess up the NPCs, yeah.
Not get stuck.
Or maybe even not even have to kill them, trap them or, do something weird where you tell one person, you stay here now, don't come with me, that kind of stuff. And so Arcanum was the one that came up on the list. So I started playing it and it was just fun to go back to that old school style of, it's definitely like a Fallout. Remember the original Fallouts?
Right, kind of like a
top-down. There's more. It's that kind of mixture of real-time and turn-based. You can go turn-based if you want, but most of the time it's real-time. You click on something.
Dungeon crawler kind of thing.
Dungeon crawler a la Diablo, a la Ultima Online kind of in a way.
Okay.
And it was just fun to go back to that. And also that idea that, you could save anytime you want.
Right.
Everything is a save.
Right.
And you could do that. You could go, this is the segue, it's kind of in a weird way. You could go I am going to kill that guy or I'm going to try that thing and I'll reload.
Yeah.
But
I love games
that we want to do.
The same thing with games with in Fallout, Fallout 3, before you let that nuke town or whatever. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I played.
Yeah.
But that town built around a nuke, you can choose either to blow it up or not. I wanted to see it blow up, but I didn't necessarily want to blow it up. So, I blew it up, reloaded my save, and then didn't blow them up.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to experience everything in my game.
You were basically messing around with parallel universes.
Yes. Yep. I did create a
you warm, created one.
Yeah.
Is it true that – this is one of my ideas, and I'm not sure if it's right. I'm sure a lot of them are not right. But is that I studied quantum physics for once in a while, and there's this one idea that anytime we have a decision, that's when the alternate realities created?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I've learned anything from Community and their
was it in the Community?
The Chaos Theory episode.
Yeah, Chaos is part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, they had like eight different branching timelines from every single. They rolled a dice, and so I guess it was six branching timelines. And what they had a different timeline for every dice roll that came up because it was somebody had to go get the pizza that came. Whoever's number comes up, and so they had an episode where it showed all six different timelines.
Oh, I need to see that episode. That's great.
It's one of the best episodes.
I'm writing that down.
Remedial Chaos Theory is the name of the episode.
All right, you all heard that here too on the podcast.
Yeah, go watch it on Hulu. It's hilarious. It's probably the best episode.
Is that this season?
I think it was last season or season two. I think it was season two.
Okay.
It's tied with the Dungeons and Dragons episode.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll check that out. And anyways, my point in that was that I'm always wondering how small of a decision
do you have to make to make
another reality happen? Because like if I decide not to pick up that cup right now,
yeah, what's going to happen? Maybe it'll fry your computer with stuff if you don't pick it up.
Well, it doesn't always have to be a bad thing. Okay. That's so funny how people like, you know, the alternate reality would be you died because you didn't pick up that cup.
You got to make some smart decisions here.
Yeah, I might choke on the drink.
You might.
You know? Anywho, by the way, no one could see this on the podcast, but I'm wearing a SimCity shirt under here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I got from the E3. So check out SimCity's beta. By the way, not for Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't check it out, the beta, because it was only for a weekend. And
never mind.
Invite only.
I was just kidding.
March 5th it comes out, though.
March 5th, check out SimCity.
Which is only a month from now.
But March 5th, not for Mac.
Not for Mac. That's surprising.
And they're talking about having it be, I think they said a whole different code base, or like it's the same engine and stuff like that, but like, you know, because it's not like a port.
Right.
It's like, no, there's the Mac version.
Right.
So it's going to take longer or something. Anyways.
Poor Macs.
Yeah, I know. We had a discussion about it. I'll put the link in the show notes about Mac gaming, in parentheses, what went wrong.
Ooh, that's a good title.
Yeah, thanks.
I like that.
So I'll put that show note links. All right, so I think we're done. House of Cards comes next week, so we'll have a big discussion on that. Anything else you had?
Nothing really.
You should check out TechHive.com, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Because we both work at that company.
We enjoy it.
Yeah, it's okay.
They're nice people. They pay me.
they give us things like, you know.
I like your red Solo
drinks.
Cup.
Yeah, I got a cup here. No, it's pretty cool. TechHive.com. You write for it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are a bunch of podcasts in our network, by the way.
Ooh.
We're trying to cross-promote.
You've been a very busy fellow.
I have been very busy doing, yes. But let's say there's other podcasts that you can check out. Incomparable is one of them. There's a bunch of other ones on Macworld. So Macworld's got a bunch of podcasts. You want to check them out. And Tech Hive is going to have a lot of videos. If you guys like videos.
Easy bite size.
Easy. Let's not do that.
Okay. Bite size news.
You're trying to sell it. Listen, I just got to go 1 minute to spare.
I hate reading.
Show me a video. No. We do have a lot of video coming up, so check out techhive.com. And there will soon be a video page, a landing page.
How easy will that be?
It'll be awesome.
That'll be nice.
You just go to the video page and you'll say, I want to see a bunch of videos. And then we'll actually probably do video for our podcast again. I knew we used to do that in the past. We'll go back to that. It's coming. So that's it. Where can people check out Alex Kuchalova?
I'm on Twitter at thebrowncoat88.
And I am at Twitter at Onawa, O-N-A-W-A, which I've heard is one of the worst things. Everyone goes, oh, why can't you just pick something simple? Like, I don't know.
Dang,
your name.
Carlos.
I know. Sorry.
At Carlos.
It means, nice, at Carlos.
At Carl.
I think at Carlos was taken even
I'm
when I
assuming.
Started. Yeah. And then what's our email? Entertainment@techhive.com. I think so. Yeah. And next week, Jason McCross will be back. And that's it.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me co-star.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on my resume right now.
You should. Co-starred Play This Podcast in the Play This Duo episode.
Yeah. Super awesome episode.
Super awesome. All right. What do we say when we leave? We should say something because our podcast does that.
Man.
There's like enjoy your burrito. There's keep it crispy.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these different ones. What should we say?
Play that.
What, play like, and then put like the, like, you swore sound?
Yeah, I don't know. Like the S word. I don't know.
Oh, like, so play that. That word.
Yeah.
Oh, play that. That's kind of.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be edgy.
Yeah, that's almost too edgy.
Kids love it.